Jonathan Schell has spent his life as a journalist and an academic examining the issues of peace and nuclear war. His articles and books provide keen insights in the social and geopolitical aspects of the nuclear age. The Bush administration, he says, radically transformed the world by positing a war on terror against an axis of evil.
Those countries, of course, being defined as rogue, irresponsible states that were seeking to obtain weapons of mass destruction, especially nuclear weapons. And as soon as the president did that, he drew the nuclear policies of the United States into the ambit of the war on terror. And of course, if you were going to attack countries who were on the verge, or so you thought, of getting weapons of mass destruction, you had to put in place the idea of preventive war, which in itself marked a very radical revolution in the policies of the United States, going far beyond what anyone had done from 1945 on down to September 11th. And of course, out of that came the Iraq War.
The United States' post-9/11 global policy was to achieve total supremacy and thereby make nuclear proliferation obsolete. 4 years after it was formulated, Jonathan Schell gives this report card on the policy.
Weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, not there. North Korea, the United States drew a whole series of red lines in the sand. North Korea stepped across every one of them and now is a professed possessor of nuclear weapons, so it's hardly a triumph of the policy. One country that was not named in the Axis of Evil but surely deserved to be named above all the others was Pakistan. It turned out that its top nuclear scientist, A.Q. Khan, peddled nuclear materials all over the world, opening what Mohammed Al-Baradei of the IAEA called a nuclear Walmart. And then finally, we have Iran, which is a work in progress, and not going very well.
And what Iran says it wants is peaceful nuclear energy. But Helen Caldicott, an internationally renowned anti-nuclear advocate and pediatrician, says that the environmental issues associated with nuclear disasters is what the debate should really be.
As someone said the other day, a nuclear power plant is the only way to generate electricity that would destroy a city. Fancy building three nuclear power plants 35 miles in the center of Manhattan. And in each reactor is about the equivalent of 1,000 Hiroshima-sized bombs in radiation. On the targets of those terrorists who flew into the Trade Towers was Indian Point. And if you really want to destroy New York as the center of the financial capital of the world, you melt down Indian Point. So if there's a meltdown and the containment is ruptured and breached, or one of the cooling pools is breached as well, and it's at night and the wind is blowing towards Manhattan, 17 million people live within 50 miles. 518,000, that's 500,000 people, would die of cancer. And I think those are underestimates. In other words, those reactors, there's no reason not to shut them down. And if you have to tighten your belts and turn your lights off, well, you do. It's better than dying of cancer, let me tell you. And it's better than losing New York. And you've got to get it in your gut how serious this is. This is deadly serious, and that's not a pun.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Gwynne.